From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has appointed Judge W. Brent Powell to the state Supreme Court. Dan Margulies has more.
Powell, a Springfield native and a Mizzou Law School grad, will fill a seat on the seven-member court that has been vacant since Judge Richard Teitelman died in November. Powell, then an assistant federal prosecutor in Kansas City, was appointed to the Jackson County bench by Republican Governor Matt Blunt and has been a judge since February 2008. Anthony Cartarella, a state public defender who faced off against Powell when Powell was a Platte County prosecutor, applauded his selection to the high court.
He was extremely fair and capable and could be trusted. And I don't say that lightly. That takes a lot for me to say that about a prosecutor.
At age 46, Powell will be the youngest member of the Missouri Supreme Court. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
When Governor Eric Greitens signed an executive order providing paid parental leave for the executive branch earlier this year, he encouraged lawmakers to extend those policies. But with time running out in the legislative session, it's unlikely that Missourians will see expansion of those policies in the public or private sector. According to the Columbia Missourian, there are four bills in the legislature regarding paid family or medical leave sponsored by both Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate. None have been voted on or made it out of the committee. A proposed health ordinance aims to widen areas between concentrated animal feeding operations and residential areas in Callaway County. Farms densely packed with livestock create an environment for bacteria and illness to cultivate. Often, antibiotics used to keep the livestock healthy creates antibiotic-resistant strands of bacteria over time. While this can be spread through traditional contact, waste-turned manure also spreads the bacteria. Roger Fisher is the Western District Commissioner for Callaway County. He believes his proposed ordinance will help protect residents and other livestock from health hazards.
The more distance you keep from that sick person, the less likely it is that you're going to catch whatever that person had. Same thing applies here. The farther the population is from the source, which would either be in the CAFO itself or where they spread the manure, but the further that the source of that bacteria is to humans, the less likely it is that we're going to have any problems with it.
The required distances would depend on the number of livestock in proportion to farm acreage. The proposed ordinance will apply to new CAFOs in Callaway, and a similar ordinance passed in Monday in Howard County. Missouri public K-12 schools appear set to get roughly $48 million more in basic aid next fiscal year. Republican Senator David Sater voted against increasing school funding by that much. He said there's not enough money to fund all essential government services. Other programs that face cuts include nursing care and in-home care for people with disabilities. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.